Module 11, Taking Care of Yourself. As we come to a close on this course, a very important topic is yet to be taught. Many of us spend more hours at work than we do at home with our families. The work environment can be a source of well-being or a source of stress and unhealthy living. The last module in the workshop focuses on how you can keep yourself healthy both mentally and physically. Ergonomics. Ergonomics is defined as the applied science of equipment design for the workplace intended to maximize productivity by reducing operator fatigue and discomfort. Since you spend most of your time at work, it is essential that your work area is comfortable. Repetitive motion or being in the same position for hours could cause discomfort. Here are some tips on making your workplace more ergonomic. Make sure you have a mouse pad with a cushion for your wrists. This helps prevent carpal tunnel syndrome, which is scar tissue forming around the tendons in your hand at the wrist. Make sure your seat is adjusted where your feet are touching the ground. Make sure your computer monitor is tilted in a downward angle. This prevents the rays from the screen from going straight into your eyes. Use a footstool to prevent your legs from getting tired. Make sure you have enough lighting around your work area. If you have a special physical need, talk to your human resources department to see if they can help you with accommodation. You may need to bring in a doctor's note. Another factor to your comfort at work is stress. In the next lesson, we will explore some ways to reduce stress at work. Stress management. One of the definitions of stress is physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. You know when you are under stress. Nothing is worth more than your health. Keeping your mind and body free from stress requires a conscious effort on your part. Here are some suggestions to keeping a healthier you. Get plenty of exercise. If you do not exercise, park your car farthest from the building and walk briskly. Take the stairs as much as possible and walk at a faster than normal pace around the office. Get plenty of rest and sleep. Learn to compartmentalize your work and home life. Leave home issues at home and work issues at work. Remain positive. Stretch at least twice a day. Take your hands and place them on your hips and lean back slightly until you feel your back stretch. Take your right arm and cross it in front of you. Then take your other arm and gently push on the elbow of your right arm. Repeat this for your left arm. Get on your tiptoes, then rock back on your heels several times. Maintain your work schedule. Leave early to work and avoid traffic if possible. Make sure you spend time at home with your family and meeting their needs too. Laugh whenever possible. Help others. Make your job a safe haven. Keeping good relationships with your coworkers and manager and you will experience less stress. Next, let us take a look on how to manage a heavy workload. Dealing with a heavy workload. Heavy workloads are inevitable. One day we may be light on work, and then the next we are hit with a huge project. A good way to deal with heavy workloads is to have a plan in place. We should avoid being caught off guard. Here are some ideas you could apply to your own work environment. Have a set of close coworkers you pre-arrange to help you if they have the time available. Perhaps 3 or 4 contacts. Perhaps they can help you with your normal daily tasks instead. Plan to divide the work into manageable chunks. Plan on setting short-term goals. Plan an approach to the work. You may be tempted to dive right into the work. It is better to take a moment and prepare an approach on how you want to do things. Prepare your family if you need to work overtime or on the weekends to get things done. Give ample warning. Plan a short vacation after the work is done. Of course, you can customize this to fit your work environment, but having no plan will lead to stress. We have come to the end of the training course. Thank you for participating and working so hard during these few hours we spent together. We wish you the best of luck in your position as an administrative assistant. Case study. For many people, work is deemed as a compulsory, stressful experience. Not many actually realize that regardless of the field of work, a person can work towards improving their condition. When he was first hired, Andrew didn't like any aspects about his new job. These included the salary and the environment he had to work in for an income. Little did he know that there were things he could change in order to improve the overall experience. He learned many tips across the weeks, such as keeping a close eye on ergonomics, but also following ideas which are pointed towards lowering the stress resulting from doing a certain task. He tried his best to remain positive even when he was faced with a tremendous amount of work. In the end, Andrew left the job he didn't like and got another one at a better company, where he continued to apply the same procedure, which managed to make work feel more like home.